When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Jury selection today, Becker County Courthouse. This involves State Senator Nicole Mitchell. This goes back to what happened April 22nd, middle of the night, early morning hours. She is entering the home of her stepmother, dressed in all black, saying she's going back. She drove up, middle of the night, to collect personal items, saying the stepmother had cut off the family and that other attempts had not worked. And this is how she was going to get her belongings. I'm sorry, for me, it does not pass the smell test. And I get it. Family issues can pop up all the time. But this was the best way to break into the house in the middle of the night where people are sleeping and you're dressed in all black. So this has obviously become political. It has been delayed. The Democrats wanted to keep her because the margin was so small in the Senate. The Republicans called them hypocrites. Then we had a pushback, including recently, with the awful tragedy involving the Hortmans and the Hoffmans. But it's beginning today. So our friend, excellent defense attorney Paul Applebaum, is with us. Paul, if you were representing Nicole Mitchell, what is your strategy?
Get a one-way bus ticket out of town.
Yeah. I don't think it sounds like you think she has a very good chance at this point, Paul.
I'll tell you what. The only chance she has, and this is a Hail Mary kind of a thing, where if she gets a couple people on the jury that maybe have had some family drama, like she has apparently lived through, and can get those folks on the jury and then sort of appeal to them where they are internalizing what her dilemma was, and then she can hang the jury with a couple jurors. I mean, she has no defense whatsoever, and I think the judge, if he's – and he's, I looked him up. He seems like an experienced judge. Okay. He's not going to let the defense attorneys wander off into all of these extraneous issues that – don't pertain to why she was in the house at 4 a.m.
Yeah,
all in black.
Yeah, drove up that far, you know.
And she drove, to Detroit Lakes. Oh, my God.
She's facing these felony counts, Paul.
Yeah.
I thought for a fair amount of time, just my own instincts and then talking to a couple of attorneys, that before this would happen, they just would end up coming up with lesser charges and the trial wouldn't even take place. Did you feel that would happen? And is there any way it still could happen?
Yeah, I told everybody that I was talking to that this is going to plead out because, it's almost farcical. But I think maybe her attitude sort of angered the prosecutors, and not only did they not give her a plea bargain, they added another count of possession of burglary tools, which adds another half a year on her potential sentence. And I can't believe this is going to trial. I really can't, given that she has no moves to make.
One of the quotes I saw from the attorneys who's prosecuting case, defending Mitchell. We had many conversations with the county attorney from Becker County, and there was never the Venn diagram that we call it in the defense world, where there was a plea agreement offer that both sides maybe didn't love but would accept. What are you, if you're the defense, what are you offering? Just the time saved? I mean, because you're in an incredibly awful position for leverage, right?
You got nothing. What I would have advised, and I'm sure the lawyers did this. I'm not asserting that they have dropped the ball. You know, the client's the one ultimately who decides whether to take a plea or to offer a plea or how to resolve a case or which direction the negotiations go. But I would have told the client, look, here's the deal. You're going to apologize to everybody that you can think of. You're going to plead guilty, and you're going to, you know, try to get the most merciful sentence you can from this judge. Maybe even the biggest issue they have is that they have a mandatory minimum 6 months on the burglary charge. So she's got to do 6 months. Now, that may not be behind bars, but, you know, I would have just said an apology in this case is your best defense.
Yep.
And you can lay out all of the stressors that you know, being in the legislature, the issues with your family, and you can just say, look, I lost it, and I made a horrendous mistake, and I'm sorry. Quite often, that's the best defense.
This is Paul Applebaum. He's excellent. You can hear that. We're talking about Nicole Mitchell, the senator, and her decision to drive up middle of the night, dressed all in black, break into her stepmom's house, and then when she was caught, she said, I'm not good at this, and just how Paul thinks the chances are about impossible. I'm with him. In this same, and I want to give credit to NPR here, in this same interview, one of the defense attorneys is saying, talking about the possibility of Mitchell on the stand. Okay,
absolutely.
Okay, so take me through this. You're now representing her, and you know it's a Hail Mary, right? It's Roger Staubach to Drew Pearson in this town. Okay,
don't bring that up.
Yeah,
don't
I thought I'd bring that up just to torture people a little bit. Is it an automatic she's on the stand? Is it no way she's on the stand? Take me through that decision.
Okay, so very few almost always put clients on the stand, because if you work with them enough, unless they're just horrendous people with a horrendous record, you can clean them up enough to allow them to tell their story, even if they're not very articulate. And this woman, I'm sure, is articulate, but she's got to take the stand. She's got to explain what it was, whether these were real or imaginary reasons for what she did, so that the jury can stand in her shoes and somehow feel, they humanize her, and you never know, you might catch a flyer with two or three jurors who are going to say, you know what, I get what she was going through, I went through that, and, you know, people make mistakes when they're under duress like she claims she was, and you might get a hung jury. And I think that is the absolute best case scenario for if this thing goes to trial. The one other thing, Chad, that I want to say is there's a concept called jury nullification, which is encouraging the jury to disregard all the evidence and let the client off the hook. That is a doctrine that has long since gone. It used to be, for example, in the Deep South, when God forbid an African American would be lynched and the defendants would be tried in their home county, obviously guilty, and the jury would let them off. And that's the worst example of jury nullifications. But there's no way this judge is going to let the defense bring in all of these extraneous facts in an attempt to nullify the jury. He's too experienced. I've tried that in loser cases myself and got shot down immediately by the judge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nicole Mitchell is a Democrat. I think most people know that, but just remind you that. If you're a part of this process again, Paul, and you're trying to find the right jurors, either side, Are there a lot of political questions as opposed to it's just an everyday citizen who broke into their stepmom's house under the same circumstances where it just looks like a burglary to all of us? We're not asking political questions then. Is her job a big part of this or is it not a factor at all?
Well, she's a Democrat from Woodbury, and I'm assuming that Detroit Lakes is heavily, heavily skewed towards Trump. And so I think you got to bring it up. I just do. You can't ignore it because they're going to be thinking it, so you may as well get it out, and maybe you can strike some of these jurors who can't be unbiased. You could strike them for cause. I think you got to bring it up. As much of a Pandora's box as it might open, it's a mess. It's just really a tough case for the defense attorneys, and like I said, a hung jury would be a sensational win for them.
And then they just go back, right?
Or they may negotiate after a hung jury. Everybody might be sick of the case, you know, and just go, look, let's get this thing worked out. The problem is the felony that she's got, and she's so obviously going to get rung up on that. You know, it's a very serious felony, and it carries a mandatory minimum. And they've tacked on this burglary tools charge, and that adds more time. And so if it were me, I would just say, look, we'll it'll be a miracle if we get a hung jury, and then after that we can maybe the prosecutor will have an appetite to get rid of this thing because they've gotten their publicity out of it, right? And you know, there's no sense kicking her when she's down like this, and just give her a side door exit. So
Paul, very good as always. Enjoy your day. You're good. I appreciate
you
coming on. We'll reach out again.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Paul Applebaum. Good luck, Nicole Mitchell. Good luck. She's guilty. She's guilty.
Seems that way. He's also not very good at that.
Yeah. Even if you have an incredibly difficult family situation, and you're a rarity right now in life, if you haven't had something that at the time, family-wise, you thought, what is going on, or I can't stand this person, or how did we get in this situation? And if you lose your father and you feel like some things are yours and you're getting no response back, that's hard. You know what you don't do? You don't dress in all black, drive from Woodbury, sneak in the middle of the night, take the stuff, and then feel like you're going to get away with it because you just say, I'm not good at this.
Who hasn't tried to be a cat burglar once in their life?
And the politics are so obviously fraudulent on this one. because
that's never happened before.
Never, ever happened before. Because every one of us knows if this was a Republican, the Republicans would have said one thing. If it was a Democrat, they would have said another thing. I know the Republicans came out quickly on ICORN and child prostitution. Okay, that's not the same thing.
Bit of a different crime.
Bit of a different crime. And I'm not defending. She's guilty. She is guilty. The disgust level and the indefensible position you're in with soliciting underage prostitution compared to a family situation, not quite the same thing. You want to chime in? You can, as always. You want to sponsor these lines? That'd be great. They're the Harrigan hotline right now.
Yeah, outbid me. Good luck.
Outbid Dave. It's a number. We're not going to tell you the number. It's a number that Dave has offered up. 651-461-9226. What about something that happened to Dave yesterday? We come back. I'm going to talk Stretch Lab. And maybe with the disaster that has become my golf game, maybe I need to just go every day. Because I'm taking it so far inside, and then I'm just trying to time it, and I'm over the top. It is a... I should burn my clubs. I mean, maybe it's a seance. Is that what they do, you know?
Sure.
Try that. And actually, I just sell them. They're nice clubs. Maybe I just need to stretch more. I still go to Stretch Lab. We're going to go to Stretch Lab this week, Q and I. In fact, I'm going to call out and make an appointment at one of the double figures of locations of Stretch Labs in town. StretchLab.com. Why am I going there? Trained specialists. Months of training. Every one of us needs more elasticity. We need more pliability. We need more flexibility. Yeah, you want to keep going at home, but get a plan. Get a program. See what the pros show you when you go to Stretch Lab. They'll assess you, and you're going to be different from Dave, from me, from everybody. And it could be your 12-year-old sixth grader loves to hoop or your grandmother who's 75 and still loves to move. You want to hit that golf ball longer? You want to find that club face? You want to find the middle of the racket in tennis? You want to jog a little better? You just want to feel better? StretchLab.com can do it. 25, 50-minute sessions. I'll see you there sometime soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.